It's very important that you don't feel overwhelmed by the AI options out there. And the easiest way to feel more comfortable with it is to go out there, find one of the self-serve tools, and just try, firstly, to play with it, and secondly, to use it. And then I think you'll start to get confident that these things are very purpose-driven, right? Like, there are results that you can get from them.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, well, every five episodes, we switch our focus to a different marketing method. It could be email, it could be SEO or Facebook ads, and we pick up the thread from the very last time we covered the same topic. And each episode, new one released every Wednesday, I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making it work for you. We are tackling a totally new subject for the next five episodes. We're looking into which AI tools, strategies, and tactics actually deliver for e-commerce brands. Not the hypey stuff, but the places where AI has been proven to deliver excellent results, saving you time, money, and growing your sales. We're kicking it off with the brilliant and awesome Rosie Bailey from Nibble, the AI negotiation chatbot. As Nibble launched, there was an obvious opportunity there, but over the last few years, how Nibble has delivered for its users in cost savings, margin improvements, and customer feedback, plus the super cool marketing strategies that are building up around it is fundamentally fascinating. And the data they're seeing is turning Rosie into one of the foremost experts on discounting strategy in e-commerce. So it is very, very cool to have Rosie on the show to take us through those learnings and share some of the ways Nibble's been helping their clients save money, improve margins, and more. Now, before we get Rosie on, I've got another thing I need to update you all on, which is we're trying something new on the show. We are selling guest slots. Why? I hear you cry. Well, because it's what the advertisers most want to buy. And sometimes you have to listen to your customers and let them buy what they want to buy. Plus, we get over 10 people applying for every episode we put out. So with that sort of demand, we'd kind of be crazy not to test a pay-to-play model to let people jump the queue. However, providing you lot with quality, insightful content remains my number one priority. So we are limiting the number of paying guests we take in each five episodes series, and they have to be a good fit for the topic at hand. Plus, if they don't deliver the goods, I'm going to delete the recording, refund their money, and you will never have to listen to it. Harsh, maybe, but also necessary, as this show is about helping you first and foremost. But I think this is actually going to raise the quality of the episodes. You may think that sounds mad, but hold on, listen to this. Generally, when someone has skin in the game, they produce better content. These guests need to wow you all to make their marketing investment pay off. Plus, I'm doing a pre-call with each of our paying guests to make sure their episode is spot on. So I would love to know what you think about this move. We're in test mode, so your feedback would be greatly appreciated. Love it? Hate it? Got a suggestion? I'm all ears. Just head to keepopt.com to find out how to get in touch or drop me a message on LinkedIn. And of course, if you want to pay for a slot and jump the queue, I'd love to hear from you as well. Right, let's get on with this. Now, do make sure you listen right to the end of the episode, because at the end of the interview, my guest will be sharing her quick fire insider tips to help you maximize the performance of AI that delivers. And then I'll be sharing my take on it all, plus outlining some more free ways we can help you improve your business even more. So stay tuned to the end. Are you using Yotpo for your email and SMS campaigns? Then you will already know that they're sunsetting their email and SMS service at the end of this year. I know, not the news you wanted this close to peak, is it? So over on the e-commerce tech website, we're putting together a couple of blogs to help you to navigate it all and turn this surprise into a brilliant move for your business, one that maybe even can increase your peak performance. To get the blogs, just go to keepopt.com/yotpo, that's Y-O-T-P-O. There you can read my four-step plan to make the most of the situation and get a roundup of advice from email marketing experts about what you should do. That's keepopt.com/yotpo. Have you yet downloaded the 500 top tips to make your e-commerce business more profitable ebook? Packed with 500 top tips about how to make your e-commerce store more profitable. I've organized the whole thing into sections so you can dip in and dip out and take inspiration as and when you need to. This ebook exists to be there on your desktop or even printed and sat on your desk. Download your free copy right now at keepopt.com/ebook. Get this epic e-commerce ebook now at keepopt.com/ebook. Okay, in this episode, I am chatting to AI and e-commerce expert, Rosie Bailey. Rosie is the CEO at Nibble, where they're building the future of AI negotiation. Hello, Rosie.
Hello, hello, hello. Lovely to see you, Chloe. Thank you very much for having me on. It's a pleasure.
It's always great to catch up with you, Rosie. Every time we chat, I learn something new that I didn't know and that I find fascinating. So the fact we get to chat for a whole half hour and share it with the audience is fundamentally very, very cool. And I think I've used the word fundamentally at least three times in this podcast episode. So I'm going to try and ban myself from saying that again. The way Nibble's evolved has been fascinating as the use cases have come in and how they're using your AI tool to deliver great returns. So is stock clearance still the number one thing that people are using you for?
It's probably the place most people start. The honest truth is we have a chatbot that negotiates deals and discounts. And so the first thing most brands tell me is, I don't like doing promotions. I avoid doing promotions. And it always feels like a race to the bottom. So our evolution has really listened to that feedback and said, you don't need to use Nibble all the time. Nibble is instead of a less targeted promotion, and it's more on brand. And so one of the big changes was training Nibble to talk like the brand. Mm-hmm. Which, of course, is easier in today's technology than it might have been when we started 3 years ago. And the other change is to, it was always the case, but it's making it super clear that this is just occasionally, right? This is not all the time. This isn't, hey, I've haggled once, I always need to haggle. This is more about, when would I need to promote normally? And so stock clearance is usually, it's a bit of a problem. It's a very easy to recognize problem. So the digital director or the e-commerce trading manager that we're speaking to can explain to their colleagues it's a very obvious problem. And usually everybody knows it involves some form of deals or discounts. And so therefore swapping out your traditional deal and discount and putting Nibble in means that it's very easy to test and very easy to see if it's more powerful or not.
I love the fact that it's become a deploy in key areas. Because when I first spoke to you, I was like, oh yeah, I would just turn this on full time, all the time, everywhere. But it's so fascinating that it's actually how you integrate it with your overall marketing journey, your overall customer journey and the other channels, that's where the results come. So it makes so much sense it would fit in to stock clearance. And I know that you've recently done a pretty epic stock clearance campaign with ASOS. Anything you can tell us about that?
So they've used us on stock clearance. So it's very traditional in fashion that it's very seasonal. So if you've got too many bikinis and it's the end of the summer, it would be very normal to do a clearance campaign. The exciting thing is they do it as a flash sale. So it's a very, very short, very limited experience, and it's sent to their fan base, right? To their fans. And we do that as a short, sharp. It avoids it becoming all the time. And that's worked extremely well for them. It's improved conversion and generated some fantastic engagement actually as well, which is really nice, right? Like the people put great stuff in the chat.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because it's not just a price negotiation tool. It also gets an awful lot of customer feedback data coming in that you get to see. And would it be fair to say that most customers rather enjoy their Nibble experience?
That's definitely what we see. We definitely see a lot more positive than negative. People enjoy being listened to, and I do think this is where people talk about AI a lot at the moment, right? But in our context, AI often means something to do with chat or a chatbot or a language-based artificial intelligence. Of course, it can mean many things, or a large language model. But I do think what these formats of AI that we've seen in things like Claude and ChatGPT, the really exciting thing is it allows you to have a natural language conversation. And that allows you to personalize right down to the individual. And you're no longer personalizing by cohort of, oh, you're a customer that's not shopped with us for 6 months, so we'll talk to you in this way. We can start the conversation with our best guess of what kind of customer they are. But the minute they start talking, we can respond completely in line with what they're talking about. So they say things like, I'm buying this as a gift, or I'm a student, I'm on a tight budget, or it's 3 weeks till payday, what's the best you can do for me? Or very often, I've seen this cheaper on Amazon, are you sure you're giving me the best deal? And you know, your customers are not idiots, right? They've done their research, and you can't assume that they won't know all of the things you know, but this gives you a chance to have a conversation with them. And at the times that they say that sort of thing, you as the brand can say, but if you buy direct from the brand, you get a 30-day returns guarantee, or don't forget, when you buy from us, you can be assured that we ethically source our organic cotton, or whatever your brand values are, which isn't available to you if they're shopping on the marketplace, right? If they're shopping on an Amazon or a similar marketplace, then it's not a branded experience, is it? It's a much more generic one.
Indeed. So stock clearance, hugely popular use of Nibble. What other campaigns are you seeing people running?
The other place we're seeing is where it can replace a blanket promotion. So we are working consistently with a consumer electronics brand who use us only on the higher priced items. So consumer electronics is totally cutthroat, right? And so to get the traffic to your website, your entry level flat screen TV needs to be very competitively priced. You rely on places like Google Shopping. And so for your entry price products, entry level products, you put your best foot forward on price, on terms, on everything. It's a huge good value for money. So what they do then is they don't use Nibble on that item at all, because they couldn't afford to discount it anymore. But they do put Nibble on what we call dwell time on the higher price items. So you've attracted that person to shop your website by being very competitive on the entry level product. But if they browse a higher price product where you make a better margin and they click that product, let's say twice, they read all the, it's a consumer electronics, there's a lot to read, there's a lot to understand, a lot to double check on the dimensions, you might click to it twice. On the second visit, then Nibble comes in from the side and says, I see you like this item, can I do you a deal? And of course, they can afford to give another, and it's literally 2 or 3% off a high value item. It's not very much, but that's causing a 20% uplift in AOV and a 27% uplift in conversion.
That's mad. For just giving away 1 or 2%,
yeah,
to the right people at the right time.
To the right people who are browsing, they didn't buy in the first minute. So, you know, you don't flash a discount when they're not ready for it. And we can do the same sort of dynamic through email campaigns. So we're working with a mattress brand at the moment who are using us through an email campaign. And they actually A/B tested us against a 10% voucher code, which and they said the click through rate for Nibble were 60% and 70% higher, and I think that's not surprising. There's a curiosity value. There's a kind of, I haven't seen this before, but what was really nice is that translated into an 80% higher conversion rate from the negotiation emails than from the voucher code emails. And what that meant was, is the person receiving the email go online and negotiate a price discount on this particular item, but anybody browsing that item at the same time wouldn't see that option. They would just see it full price.
So your clients are being very pinpoint in when they do and don't deploy, really controlling, you mentioned dwell time, channel of that they came from, and number of visits to the page, did we talk about as well?
Yeah, it can be dwell time, number of visits to the page. We call them sort of behavioral rules to do with sort of just basic indicators of how interested someone is. Channel could be, in fact, we have someone who suppresses Nibble if someone comes from an affiliate link. Quite simply because they can't afford to give an additional discount once they've paid the affiliate fee. And so we only discount items where people who come from organic traffic.
Very sensible.
it's all about I mean, you need to do your CRO, right, or your conversion rate optimization, but it's a jargon. But you know, you need to know how people behave on your page to know the best places to offer deals and discounts. But I know you talk about this all the time, right? I'm preaching to the choir here.
Well, you're coming at it, see, I come up with a lot of ideas and theories, but I rarely have the stats to back it up. So it's cool hearing it from you, who, as I said in the intro, you're now seeing so much data about discounts and learning what really works for people. And it is, you know, the devil is in the detail with these things. And if you really want to grow the customer lifetime value and the overall customer or the overall business profitability, you've got to do stuff like, oh, well, hold on, we're already paying our affiliate 8%. Why would we then be trying to get the customer to take another 5 or whatever the number may be? So it's very, very cool to hear what's happening actually out there in action. A lot of this, and I'm sure some of the listeners will be saying, a lot of this I could just do with a voucher code, Chloe. Obviously, the example you've just shared of the, you know, the A-B split test on the emails and the uplift they saw from the negotiator rather than the discount code shows some of the element we could do this. But why should we add another tool to our tech stack rather than just go with some kind of voucher code thing?
It is a fair question. And to be honest, a lot of the benefit could be derived from a voucher code being very, very targeted. So, but there are very clear differences. So the first is, if you advertise a negotiated discount, you don't advertise the percentage off at the beginning of the conversation. So that percentage can be variable. And so at certain times of the season, that percentage might be high because you're frankly desperate to empty the warehouse to get the new stock delivered. And sometimes that percentage might be low, but all you do is you advertise the ability to. So it should be much more variable on margin, and you don't train people to expect, well, until I get the 15% off voucher code, I'm not going to engage. So that's the first thing, is the variability is to your advantage. The second thing is the experience is just so engaging and so positive and so on brand. It's just completely different. I mean, Elon Musk caught a rocket with a giant pair of tweezers last week. And yet I have to type XJ22VRW into the box to get 20% off. I mean, it's just insane how old-fashioned and impersonal and frankly bad the customer experience is by demanding people use voucher codes. So it is a lot more engaging, a lot more positive, a lot more fun.
I have to say, when you said about the click-through rates from those emails, I was like, is this just because we're now too lazy to put in a voucher code? It's like, what? But I bet that was some level of factor of the impact of that.
It is the future. People want to talk to computers now, right? They can. Honestly, we don't need to learn a code to speak to them now.
Well, and on the voucher code thing, fundamentally, an awful lot of systems now should be able to embed the voucher code into the link so you don't have to enter it, which that annoys me when I have to enter it when I've clicked through from the email. But anyway, this is not entirely Chloe's forum for ranting, but let's be honest, it quite often becomes that. So that engagement and the conversations they have, do you think it's building a stronger relationship between a customer and a brand because they have this good experience with the chatbot, these good conversations?
Yes, I do. I think there's two things. One is they tell the brand things in the context of the chat. So you can scrape the chat for loads of information about why are they purchasing, what do they care about. But the second thing is again, we've got the data, and for our customers who've used us for 2 years, the repeat order rate from those customers is 10% higher than from the people who haven't used Nibble.
Really? Is that clear cut?
It's totally clear cut. That's on a brand that's a personal care brand, and they use us as a sort of bundling tool. They basically say, look, please don't buy one £10 item costs us too much to ship it. They're not quite as frank as that, but that is the underlying, right? Like it's not profitable to sell one £10 personal care item every month. And so they negotiate deals and discounts if you add £30 worth of personal care products to your basket. They give away smaller discounts than they do through their sort of welcome sequence, and the repeatable rate is 10% higher. Now, you can argue with me, am I causing, is that cause or effect? Mm-hmm. But it is saying that my most regular users are costing me less to keep happy by using Nibble and repeat ordering more frequently by using Nibble. So even if it is effect and not cause, it's still good news because, and honestly, it's because they feel like they've got agency. That we talk about this a lot, and they feel like they're in control. They feel like they can command part of this conversation instead of just sitting there and waiting to be told, now is discount weekend, go and use your voucher code, or you can only buy this.
I forget the cognitive bias, but it's the neuromarketing cognitive bias that means that if you do a personalization quiz, you know, you go, what sort of hair have you got? What color is it? How long is it? Etc. And then it recommends you some shampoo. Because you've gone through that process of helping select your products, you're more bought into the buying process and you're more bought into checking out. So that involvement in setting the price, we are as humans hardwired to respond well to it.
Yes, yes. There's lots of behavioral science behind this.
Just a little bit. So is there a chat, just to give the audience an idea of what, because I've seen you share many cool chats, slightly putting you on the spot here. Do you have a chat you could share with us so we can give the audience, well, you and I can do a bit of acting and we'll let the audience hear what a Nibble chat sounds like. I think you should be Nibble.
Okay, all right. I'll be Nibble. So this is a real example. So it really happened. So in this situation, hi, I'm Nibble. I'm here to get you a great deal. Let's chat. This should come to £5, but since you seem nice, I could reduce that to £4.50 just for you. What do you say?
This is a present for my brother for his first date. £3.50?
Thinking emoji? how exciting. Best of luck to your brother on his first date. I'm afraid that offer isn't enough. Could we both walk away happy at £4?
Please, can it be £3.50?
Heart emoji now. Deal. but that's the point, is it's like a WhatsApp with your friend.
What I find mad with this and with many of the other chats I've seen is how much people share.
Yeah.
You know, they don't just go £3.50. They actually get into the whole giving you more information side of things. It's quite fascinating. I find it quite fascinating how much people share on these chats.
I also think it's really interesting because one thing that I'm very hot on, I sometimes get on my high horse about AI and ethics and ethical AI and how business leaders need to be thoughtful about how they deploy these technologies. So one thing we've always had from the start is very, very strong rules about how we deploy Nibble and how we make it very clear that Nibble is a chatbot. However, at the same time, we work extremely hard to make Nibble feel human. And it's this really fine line where everything about the chat is clear that it's a chatbot, but everything about the way it makes you feel is the same as talking to a friend. And it's a really interesting area, I think, of psychology that people want to, it's almost like a suspension of disbelief. It's almost like, I've got young kids, it's almost like watching them play a let's pretend game, or you ask them whether dragons really exist. It honestly doesn't matter. It's more fun.
Yeah.
That dragons are in the story. And actually you kind of take their joy out of it if you start kind of analyzing whether dragons and giants are real. And it's a bit like that. We like this fun. We like this feeling that we genuinely get happy when this conversation goes well, even though we know it's not a human on the other end.
That we could wander off on that tangent quite easily, but there's one other thing I wanted to make sure I asked you about, which is the other surprise tangent in the world of Nibble has been your growth in the B2B e-commerce space, which is one of those things where, like, when you first told me about it, I was like, wow, you're selling to lots of B2B companies. And then you stand back and go, obviously they're selling to lots of B2B e-commerce businesses, because if negotiation existed anywhere in e-commerce, you know, 10 years ago, it was only in the B2B space. So how have you found that industry to be different to the D2C, B2C space, or is it very much the same what you're seeing the B2B e-commerce businesses doing?
The first reason that we hear from a B2B business is because they can't cope with, spend too much money on, or can't deliver customer service that their customers expect. And so their customers expect to be able to phone, live chat, walk into store and have a conversation. And what they're finding is sometimes that conversation is a very value-added conversation. You're selling timber and there's huge questions about the grade of timber. It changes a lot. It's very hard to deliver that experience online. There's lots of questions. Fine. So then you need an expert customer service agent who cannot deal with that expert question if they're haggling prices like with 20 small buyers. And so what it tends to be is if you're a large enterprise dealing with many, many, many small enterprises, possibly sole traders or very small businesses, think builders, merchants, think we're actually selling networking and equipment like modems and routers for small businesses to be set up with their Wi-Fi. Anytime that you're dealing with a sole trader or a car mechanic or something like that, they want to be able to deal with those people seamlessly. Those people want to be able to shop 24/7. And you often can't man the phones out of office hours. And so we started with most of them, with them saying, if you can just take the pressure off our live agents, be them on the phone or in store or on live chat, that would be really helpful. But then it's become, isn't this fantastic? We can deliver 24/7 service for international customers or customers in the evening. Or isn't it fantastic that we've got certain suppliers and want to support promotions? And what I can do is I can guide people towards the negotiation section of my website, which is always supported by supplier promotions. And so my small business customer who is very price sensitive can always go there. My large customers, I probably still deal with in the same way as I always did, you know, frankly, take them out for lunch, agree special deals, whatever you normally did. But for the small customers where you're trying to give them self-serve solutions that they're craving for, that's where we become a really useful part of the toolkit.
How fascinating. So still about improving customer experience and improving overall profitability of the business, but from a very different problem standpoint. We're not clearing stock, we're saving the customer service team's time so they can be deployed more effectively elsewhere. That's so cool. Thank you so much for taking us through all of that, Rosie. It's been brilliant finding out what Nibble is up to. Listeners, make sure you stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Rosie's insider tips on AI and my suggestions for more free ways we can help you improve things even further in your business. Are you using Yotpo for your email and SMS campaigns? Then you will already know that they're sunsetting their email and SMS service at the end of this year. I know, not the news you wanted this close to peak, is it? So over on the e-commerce tech website, we're putting together a couple of blogs to help you to navigate it all and turn this surprise into a brilliant move for your business, one that maybe even can increase your peak performance. To get the blogs, just go to keepopt.com/yotpo, that's Y-O-T-P-O. There you can read my 4-step plan to make the most of the situation and get a roundup of advice from email marketing experts about what you should do. That's keepopt.com/yotpo. Have you yet downloaded the 500 top tips to make your e-commerce business more profitable ebook? Packed with 500 top tips about how to make your e-commerce store more profitable. I've organized the whole thing into sections so you can dip in and dip out and take inspiration as and when you need to. This ebook exists to be there on your desktop or even printed and sat on your desk. Download your free copy right now at keepopt.com/ebook. Get this epic e-commerce ebook now at keepopt.com/ebook. Okay, Rosie, so far we've gone deep into AI and negotiation and chatbots. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of e-commerce, I guess. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with e-commerce, which of course includes all those things we've already been talking about. Rosie, are you ready for the insider tips?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
I think I have to give an AI tip. It's very important that you don't feel overwhelmed by the AI options out there and the pace of change. And the easiest way to feel more comfortable with it is to go out there, find one of the self-serve tools, a Claude or a ChatGPT, and just try, firstly, to play with it, and secondly, to use it. Use it to redraft one of your emails. Use it to give you some advice. Use it to give you an image for a campaign. And then I think you'll start to get confident that these things are very purpose-driven, right? Like there are results that you can get from them.
Got to get happy with it, basically. Start playing around.
Start to play.
Okay. And once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
I think there... the really important thing is to do your analytics and do your data. And I know this is something you talk about as well, Chloe, but all the people who are using Nibble as a technology really smartly, they know how the customer behaves on their website and they know which parts are the drop-offs, you know, where they lose people's attention or interest. And that's where you need to focus your efforts.
Simple as that. Look at the numbers, everybody. So many times mentioned on this podcast, but still needs to be said again and again and again. If someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you would recommend?
Do you know, actually, we write lots of blogs of how to negotiate. And one of our best blogs is how to negotiate on Facebook Marketplace.
Really?
Yeah, we're really into proper real life negotiation skills. And so if you need any of those, they work for your business, they work for your home life, they work for making sure you never have to take the bins out ever again.
Now there is a good reason. So that's on the Nibble blog.
Yes.
We can find. Okay, very cool. And where do we find the Nibble blog? What's the URL?
Nibble.bot works very well. And it's the easiest one to say.
Excellent. Nibble.bot, everybody. Finally, crystal ball time. And I have to say, I'm fascinated to hear what your answer is for this one. What is coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
It's AI agents. And I wasn't going to say this because it sounds like Microsoft and Salesforce gimmick, but it is really going to happen. So where you might have put in place sort of automated flows, let's say email flows, like somebody responds to something, they get an immediate response, you're going to be able to make them into agents. And the key difference there is you don't need to be so precise in your instructions. You can ask the email agent to read the email that's coming in and respond appropriately within guidelines, instead of saying, if the subject line is X, then do Y. And I think it's going to transform people's ability to automate responses to things.
Ooh, that gets the brain going. Very interesting. Definitely one for all of us to be watching. Thank you, Rosie. We are very nearly at the end of the show now, though. So please let the listeners know where they can find you and Nibble.
So they can find me on LinkedIn. So Rosie Bailey from Nibble Technology, and I'm very active on LinkedIn. Always delighted to hear from you. And you can learn more about the company at nibble.bot.
Nibble.bot, everybody, to go and get hold of those blog posts and find out everything you need to know about Nibble. Rosie, thank you so much for being on the Keep Optimizing podcast. It's always excellent catching up with you, and this has not been any different from all those times before. So thank you so much for sharing so much with the audience. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Well, what a fascinating way to kick off our AI that actually delivers session. I did promise you that the session with Rosie was going to be good. And I think you've got a whole host of ideas from that one. And I really do think you should be heading to nibble.bot to go and find out more, because the way that tool is being used is very, very clever, both in the D2C and the B2B e-commerce space. You can get links to the things we discussed, the full transcript of the episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com, or you can use our special direct episode short links. Just put keepopt.com/the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the correct episode page. When you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode and want to continue learning about AI that delivers, then head to our short link, keepopt.com/AI, because even though this is the very first episode in this brand new series, we have gathered a few past episodes from other series that fit this topic for you. And please do tell your fellow marketers about the show, because I want to help as many of you as possible to improve the performance of your e-commerce marketing. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Are you using Yotpo for your email and SMS campaigns? Then you will already know that they're sunsetting their email and SMS service at the end of this year. I know, not the news you wanted this close to peak, is it? So over on the e-commerce tech website, we're putting together a couple of blogs to help you to navigate it all and turn this surprise into a brilliant move for your business, one that maybe even can increase your peak performance. To get the blogs, just go to keepopt.com/yotpo, that's Y-O-T-P-O. There you can read my 4-step plan to make the most of the situation and get a roundup of advice from email marketing experts about what you should do. That's keepopt.com/yotpo. Have you yet downloaded the 500 top tips to make your e-commerce business more profitable ebook? Packed with 500 top tips about how to make your e-commerce store more profitable. I've organized the whole thing into sections so you can dip in and dip out and take inspiration as and when you need to. This ebook exists to be there on your desktop or even printed and sat on your desk. Download your free copy right now at keepopt.com/ebook. Get this epic e-commerce ebook now at keepopt.com/ebook.